What's up, y'all?
It's Mr. Mr.
Messy Podcast.
What's up?
Episode something. It's episode 24. And we're here after New Year's, recording the podcast. This podcast, man, it was rated 5 stars by Patrick Star Boys. He says,
"Oh, really?
Is mayonnaise an instrument?"
That's cute.
I don't
cute.
Know. What do you guys think?
I think the Thanks. State of the Union calls ideas towards mayonnaise not.
I'm joined
being
today
an
by my co-host Toby. Toby.
Yeah, fuck you.
Jay, aka McCreamy.
Hey, what's up?
I'm Nuts, aka Matt.
Hey, yo, what's poppin', B? What it do?
And
I mean, shit, I fucked it up.
All right, yeah, you needed to stop earlier there. All right,
yeah, Matt,
you kept
it's
going
a,
on.
What it do?
And it's all right, a problem because I'm
again.
Trying to say things here. All
what
right. And I'm also joined by. You're still doing it.
We're still doing it.
Joined also by Swear Consult.
Hey, I got off the side of the road.
Oh, that's awesome. Right. Tell us about what happened. You tweeted it out yesterday. I saw it. I didn't like or retweet because I dislike you as a person, but I saw it on my timeline and it said that you broke down. Your car broke down. What happened?
Broke down.
Well, I was. I just got to preface this by saying 2019 has started off not in a very good way at all. I quit the Juul. I threw my Juul down a sewer to quit, and I got a lot of hate for littering. Fuck you. I don't care.
Wait,
it's
really?
A sewer. Go fuck yourself.
So
really?
Why?
Yeah, and I'm tempted to just buy
what
another Juul and then quit again and throw it down the same sewer. But... I'm reeling. I am reeling with nicotine withdrawal, mm-hmm. and it just hasn't been fun. And coupled with that, I decided to go to a New Year's after party the day after New Year's, and so I drove down, picked up my friend John, and just started driving. Fucking got through on the highway, and then I hit the gas to accelerate, and then I start slowing down, and I'm like. Why am I slowing down? This is not the brake. I'm hitting the gas. And then as I'm on the road, I go from like 80 miles an hour to 60, and then from 60 to 30 on this fucking freeway. And I'm like, oh, shit, the lights are turning off in my car. My battery's dying. So I had to go through 3 lanes of traffic to get to the shoulder. And I had to fucking pull over. My car just shot itself, just completely fucking died.
Wait. 3 lanes of traffic. You mean you merged all the way to the center lane?
I was. Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, Matt, what the fuck are you talking about? Fuck!
I'm trying
to tell a story.
I went all the way from the right to the fucking left, Matt.
Why?
Why not
pull off to the right?
Because there was no way. There's nowhere to pull onto
oh
the
my
right.
God. How does he not understand these things? Wow.
Oh my God. It's like you've never driven a
sorry
car.
Sorry about him, Swagger. Sorry about him. God.
Sorry. Okay. God. Yes. It's a preface. Continue. Sorry. Jesus. Sorry if I'm snappy, man. I'm just not in a good mood. I'm not in a good mood at all. So the car breaks down, and I'm like, fuck. Because it's, what, 6 p.m. by this point, and it's fucking dark, and it's cold, it's 40 degrees Fahrenheit, I'm freezing my tits off in my car, yeah. Because there's no battery, the fucking car isn't on, so there's no heat, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta call AAA, and so I'm on the phone with AAA, and then I realize I don't have a AAA account, because I forgot to renew it. So I'm sitting there like, shit, I have to buy into like making a fucking account with my debit card. And as I'm about to read my card number in front of my friend John, the fucking
is untrustworthy, by the way.
No, he's all right. But, you know, there's this fucking, you know, there's lights behind me and I notice there's a fucking state trooper pulled up. And I'm like, oh, great, a police officer. This makes matters much better, which it did. I didn't have any weed in my car that time because I was like, oh, I don't want to bring my weed and fucking have my friend smoke all of it. So I'm going to be selfish and leave it at home, which saved my ass because a fucking cop came right up to my car. And it was funny. I my initial thought was to open the door and greet him with the wallet in my hand. And I was like, no, that's stupid. It's nighttime and that's a cop and I don't want to get shot. So I fucking just put my shit down and I put my hands on the wheel. He came up and he was like, so what's going on, buddy? And I said, yeah, my fucking car broke down. And he goes, I see. He goes, I'll light some road flares and I'll call a guy to jumpstart your car. And then he lit road flares and he left. He didn't ask me for my license. He didn't ask me for registration. None of that. I guess he could tell I was already having a bad day. So he just left it at that.
Yeah, he could also tell you are white. So
yeah. Yeah. And my friend was white, too, luckily. So
oh, thank God.
But yeah, fucking guy comes 40 minutes later in this truck, hooks up the battery to my car. The car starts, thank God. And then he goes, oh, your alternator's busted. And then as soon as he took the charging thing off my car, it shut off again. And then I had to wait 4 hours, for a fucking tow truck to hook up my car.
What?
And then, yeah, dude, it was not fun. So, it was not fun
so
at all.
So you sat in your car the whole time?
Well, what else was I supposed to do? Fucking cars were whipping past me. Dude, I wasn't going to frolic on the freeway.
Yeah, that must have been
scary.
Play some
Fortnite Mobile?
Yeah, it wasn't fun, and no, I wasn't playing Fortnite Mobile. I would have rather jumped into traffic than play Fortnite Mobile.
Oh, man. But, what'd you do to entertain yourself?
I fucking just sat there and complained to entertain myself.
Oh, man.
My friend had his vape on him, and I was like, oh, well, at least I have, you know, nicotine, because I'm having a really bad time, right? Well, the joke's on me, because both of his vapes were out of juice. So it was just misery for 4 hours. And then I got towed, and then I had to pay $100 for the tow. Then I had to pay $600 for my fucking alternator. And then I drove home the next day. And that was that. And now I'm here.
So you missed the party, I'm guessing.
Oh, no, I got there late. We were supposed to be there at 8, got there at midnight, ordered 100 chicken McNuggets from fucking McDonald's and a couple of fries. Mm. And, had a little McDonald's mukbang. I got a little stone, played some Smash Bros, fucking enjoyed myself, and wrote lyrics for a rap song that we tried making. Really drunk and high.
I think it's only a mukbang if you film it. I think what you're describing is just being alone.
No, there was 300 people. There was 300 people there. I couldn't finish 100.
So I ordered 100 fucking McNuggets, and I played some Smash Bros. And jerked off, you know, in a mukbang, as the kids call it.
But yeah, enough about my fucking terrible start to 2019.
Wait, no, I'm confused. So you said that unfortunately your friend was out of vape. Was this before or after you quit the Juul?
After.
So immediately upon this, you were like, oh, thank God, at least nicotine's by my side. And the problem wasn't that you quit. The problem was that your friend's vape wasn't working or whatever.
Yeah, there was no juice. There was.
So if he had juice, you would have immediately just broken your resolution just like that.
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? 4 hours in a car? I was reeling. I was going insane. You have to understand,
week,
it's been
that week.
We have to understand, dude, it's been a year of consistent, compulsive, habitual behavior. I wake up in the morning now, there's no Juul to grab. There's nothing. I check
you
my
hit
left
the Juul
pocket.
As soon as you wake up?
Yeah, dude, it's mint. It's like brushing my teeth, except, you know, it makes me feel good. But yeah, it's one of the reasons why I stopped it. I don't fucking know, dude.
Did you ever use your Juul during your sleep?
Did I ever sleep Juul? No. I'm afraid I've never slept Juul.
You always turn your alarms off in your sleep, so are you sure you don't like instinctively reach over and grab
I'm
the
sure
Juul
I might.
Oh,
I'm sure I might.
Hilarious.
Dude, they should invent one of those like beer hats, you know, the ones with the straws that are like scroll down, but for Juuls. So you can just hit the Juul hands free.
Yeah. When I was like 8, I saw my mate's dad asleep on the couch with a ciggy in his mouth, and it was I was like, how is the house not burning down?
That's real odd, dude, but thanks for sharing.
Hey, no problem. Hey, no problem.
Can we just dive into random childhood memories, please?
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to kill myself.
All right, Toby, you start.
this one time, me and my friends snuck out to smoke weed and drink alcohol. And also to meet these fire bitches that lived near me. So it was like 3 a.m. and we were walk. Shut the fuck up, pussy. So we were walking around the streets at like 3 a.m. and we saw this car. And we were like, that's kind of weird. Why is this guy driving around at 3 a.m.? And then all of a sudden, the car turned and its lights were shining directly at us. And the guy floored it towards us. Like,
what? Is this true?
Yeah, true story. He drove out of the lanes directly at us onto the footpath. And we ran and hid in this like alleyway. And one of my friends slid as he was turning the corner into the alleyway and scraped his knees. And it was funny. Yeah, that's the story.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Wait,
nothing really happened.
Stop.
Well, yeah, that's just the end of the story.
Is that?
Yeah, that's it. We just
it's a true story. So sometimes true stories don't have good endings.
Wait. So what? Your friend scraped his knee, and then you
just
ran.
We just kind of sat that? in the alleyway, like scared for a little bit, and then we figured the car was gone, and we walked home.
Wait, is this like you guys ever watched that movie? I think it's called Christine. It's like a horror movie about a car that has a mind of its own. And like
no,
no, we're not
people.
80.
Man, that one hurts a lot. I'll be honest. Like, what you just said. Like,
I didn't see that, but like, I saw the, what was that one that was inspired by the AC/DC album? Where it's like all the cars and shit like that come alive. And they like hunt people. Is that what it's called? Is it actually called Cars? Hold on.
No, Cars is the Pixar movie.
Owen Wilson.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Wait, Owen Wilson?
Yeah, something like that, isn't it?
No, Owen Wilson did not voice Lightning McQueen. That's just a meme. You know that,
who
right?
Who is it?
I'm looking this up, because if it is Owen Wilson, I'm going to freak out.
Oh, my voice God. I think you're about to freak out.
Lightning
about, you're about to freak out.
Who was Owen Wilson?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Holy shit.
Ka-chow.
It was an original ka-chow the whole time.
One time it was just
no, that was only in Cars 3. In Cars 1, it was Vanessa Wu, apparently.
I think I've seen Cars 3. So.
Wait, who's Vanessa Wu?
Why does this dude look like some... What the... Looks like
he looks like a fucking gangster.
Yeah.
Wait, did someone else... Did Owen Wilson not voice Lightning McQueen in one of the others?
Yeah, only in the third, Cars 3. Owen Wilson voiced.
Wait,
dude, that must mean after the meme was made. Of like, yeah. Must
have been okay, enough of this gay shit. What's everyone's New Year resolutions?
It's just more gay shit, so let's move into it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
The resolutions or...
I want to suck one cock for every day of 2019.
How's that
is 365 cocks.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a cock a day. It could be, you know, maybe one day I'll have two or three cocks.
And then just at the end of December, you just resort to last minute procrastination and go at all of them.
Yeah, do 365 cocks.
Dude, that's like 10 cocks a day.
Yeah, but think about it.
That's like a maximum cock count.
Think about it. Look, I can afford to waste time because I got 500,000 subs. I've got plenty of people that are willing to get their dick sucked.
Well, I mean, you might have to look into the age of those people, but sure.
Yeah, but I'm sure 365 of them are willing and over 18.
I mean, hopefully. I wish you best of luck. That's a tough resolution. That's like more of a like.
It's going to be worth it.
It's like a challenge.
Think of how manly I'm going to be at the end. I'm going to have so much testosterone.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Mm. And so much leftover semen. And yeah.
Yeah.
Leftovers. Why? You're in the bitch. I know.
Do you know how much you got? That's a lot of swallowing, man. That's like...
Yeah, but spit is a quitters.
I am just so not ready for this conversation.
This is like the gay... This probably...
Yeah.
I'm not even...
So I quit my Juul. I am on IMF. I am doing another low-carb diet.
You're transitioning?
Oh, intermittent fasting?
Yeah, intermittent fasting. I'm not... Ah. Yeah, I'm transitioning into a muscly hunk of a man. Even more
but
so
what
than
about,
my current
but
state.
Didn't you just eat 100 nuggets?
No, he ate them all within his like fasting period.
Yeah, it was
so
within my
good.
Fasting period. I didn't eat anything.
Oh boy,
the entire
4 hours
day.
To eat.
And for a reference, Fitz, I only had like 15 nugs. There was plenty of nuggets to go around, and it was quite the feast.
Wait, weed or chicken?
It was a good 15, time.
He had 15 nugs and 100 nuggets.
You're kidding.
No, dude, we hit a fucking Jeep. We just hit the fucking GB and got retarded and ate McNuggets for fucking New Year's. What the fuck did
That's
you guys
so awesome.
Do? What did you guys do?
For New Year's?
Yeah.
I watched a lot of tanks footage.
I slipped.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really been a big New Year's guy, you know? I don't think I've really had a big celebration for New Year's ever. And I don't really care.
Yeah, same with me.
I don't care.
I didn't even celebrate Christmas.
Wait, you didn't celebrate Christmas?
No. I just cried and jerked off all day.
Oh, dude, that was on my wish list.
That's my Tuesday routine, man.
I won the achievement of jerking off in everyone's rooms.
Did you? Wait, hold up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Joke's on you, I put a camera in there.
Joke's on you, I like being watched.
Joke's on you, I found the camera.
And I'm uploading it to YouTube.
I adjusted
right
it to a more flattering angle.
We can't have this on the wine angle.
But no, I didn't do anything for New Year's Eve. I didn't do anything for New Year's Eve. For Christmas, I just spent it with my family.
Look at this normie.
Yeah, I don't know. It was all right. It was pretty low key. I mean, yeah, I don't really have any resolutions. I didn't really think about it because I'm kind of just already perfect. But I mean,
okay,
if I was going to work on anything, it would probably just be...
make myself more perfect.
Yeah, but that's hard, man. That's like a tough resolution. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I honestly don't know. I've never been a resolution kind of guy. You know, I'm more of a guy that just kind of like doesn't fuck up ever, you know?
Yeah. I'm so proud of you for that. I love that for you.
Not a single fuck up. That's so awesome.
No, but I didn't genuinely sit down and think, okay, this year I'm going to work on this and this and this. It's more like, I don't know.
Okay, year's resolution should be working on your New Year's resolution.
Spend the whole year thinking of a banger list
next year. Yeah, exactly.
This year's resolution is to mess up my life real bad so I have stuff to work on for next year. 2019 is just me going downhill, like hardcore.
Yes. Yes.
Hell yeah.
The downfall.
Did you have any
resolutions? My New Year's resolution is to lose all my subs.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting for sure. I mean, how are you gonna get all those dicks sucked if you're losing your subs, though?
I'm going to do it at the end.
What do you mean?
I'm going to expose myself to Keemstar for sucking my fans' dicks. And then hopefully lose all my subs because of that.
I don't think anyone's going to be surprised, honestly. But
that's true.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's
like 365 cacks.
You got a live stream yourself like doing it.
You're getting YouTube rewind for that.
YouTube rewind.
Jay, you're
forgetting something.
Not really any resolutions. Just being healthier, more active, all that sort of shit. Just the usual.
More victory royales.
Just the usual half royales.
Yeah, but fun. Yes, I went to Vanuatu.
Where the fuck is that?
Yeah,
what is that?
It's a like tropical island somewhere.
Pacific island.
Yeah, it's a specific island.
No, it's like, Pacific, Jay. It's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Pacific island.
Yes. No, specific. It's a specific island.
Well, it's specifically Pacific.
In the Pacific Ocean. Yeah. I think it's northeast of New Zealand and stuff.
Hang on, but you're saying specific.
Yeah, I'm being specific. It's like a specific.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's the Pacific Ocean. You know
that,
right?
The Pacific Ocean. Yeah, no.
Jay, it's there's no S. It's just Pacific Ocean.
Is the S silent?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, but anyways.
If that'll make you say Pacific, then sure. So anyways, go on with your story.
I went with Anna and her family for her mum's wedding. I got invited to that, and it was absolutely fantastic. I would highly recommend going on a holiday or vacation or whatever to a tropical island like that, because it's very, very, very therapeutic.
Jay, not everyone has a Fortnite supporter creator code, so I mean, you know, it's not always possible for people to just go to Vanuatu. All right.
Hey, I was unpaid for it, so.
Okay. All
right. What did you get up to in Vanuatu?
There was a lot. We drove around. First of all, we drove around Anna's mum drove around the entire island with us in it. How long did it take? It was like 6 hours, 7 hours to drive around the entire island with like stops and stuff. Stopping at beaches, all that sort of stuff. The second day, we went jet skiing, which is my first time doing that. We got up like 80 k's or something on the ocean. Absolutely floor in it. It was so, oh, it's just so, it's so pretty. It's so, it's like the blue ass water. It's so nice. It's so nice. We like went into some waterfalls and shit. It was
nice, man.
It was nice.
It's like the shit you see in like postcards and shit, right?
Yeah. It's like literally what you would see in a postcard. It's like exactly the same.
What the fuck is a postcard? It's 2019, you dumb fucks. Who uses postcards? All right. Me? You should have said.
Oh, sorry. You should have said Instagram story content.
On the gram.
Yeah. On the gram. Yeah, but it was absolutely fantastic. The people are so friendly. Like, no one wouldn't wave at you. Like, you'd have to wave at everyone.
It's like they're being paid.
wait, no way. Is that actually a thing?
It's a huge conspiracy. The entire population of Vanuatu is being paid to be friendly to tourists.
No thanks way. For the money, suckers. But yeah, it was so true.
No, I've been to Vanuatu. The locals are super friendly over there. It's a really dope place.
Yeah, we stayed at a villa on the beach. It was absolutely fantastic. And then I came back home and now I'm depressed. So,
epic. Yeah. Well, it's always good to go back to your roots, you know?
Yeah, no, it was
back in touch with reality.
And shout out to Anna and her parents for helping me out with that and inviting me.
Awesome. I actually know that Anna's parents listen to this podcast religiously. Yeah. So
there we go.
Yep.
Hey, Anna's mum, thank you for the slippers you bought me.
Yeah.
Awesome. this podcast Anna's is sponsored by Anna's mum, apparently. Yeah. Make sure you use code slippers. Inet, what's your resolutions? What'd you get up to over Christmas?
I got a new monitor, so about 4K. That was a shit pun. Anyways,
because it's a resolution.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you. Oh, man. Appreciate it.
Jesus Christ.
My resolution is to make better puns and not be as shitty. Jokes aside, this is going to sound like such a hipster and be like, actually, I don't really make resolutions, but I don't make resolutions. I think it's pointless. And it's like, if you need a resolution, you're not really going to stick to it.
Ooh, man. Calling everyone out, making everyone
what the
feel
fuck?
Bad. Ooh, everyone's on Twitter. I feel personally attacked by what you think. You know, I kind of agree with you, but
I'm definitely going to stick to no nicotine.
Yeah, well, you almost didn't, so wouldn't be that confident. But
would you drink coffee?
No, I think I get what you're coming from, where like the resolution thing doesn't matter. But I will say that like it is a lot of people do stick to their resolutions, and it is nice to.
I don't think it's
a year as a clean slate.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing, because at least it like you write down like goals and future like goals and aspirations for yourself in general. So you at least have a list, and that's like a good thing to do anyways. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like realistically you could do it at any time of the year, but
yeah,
as the year closes, you know, everyone's guilty of procrastinating on things they want to work on. So it's a nice time to be like, okay, well now it's time. Now it's time.
Did we mention that me and Matt are back in the USA? For Christmas and New Year's, and
I don't think so.
And for like, just a couple
US
of
right
weeks.
Now.
Yeah.
How is it? How's the US of A? How's Trump? How's old Trumpy?
Oh, I love my president.
How's he doing?
He's fine. He's doing all right. He's probably media says he's the best president we've ever had. So, you know, I'm inclined to believe the media. It's fucking terrible. I hate being here. I fucking hate being back here. I don't like being
it's
in my
cold,
hometown.
It's wet,
fucking
it's
cold.
Winter,
the sun sets
sucks.
At 4:30. 4:30. The sun shouldn't set at 4:30.
Yeah, you should wake up at 4:30 and it should be sunny till 9:30, right? That's the Australian way.
Yes. Oh my God, I miss it, dude. I just wish I was back in Melbourne. I was so comfortable. I had an ensuite. And now I'm here. I have no nicotine. My life's falling apart at the seams, and I just don't know what to do. Besides, pray that I can come back to Melbourne relatively soon.
Speaking of America, you guys hear about the Google CEO being brought up in front of Congress, much like the Zuckerberg incident?
Jaskowski?
No, that's YouTube CEO. This is the Google guy. I can't remember his name. He's an Indian guy, very smart guy.
Sundar Pichai.
Something like that. Do you guys watch it or watch the highlights?
I don't give a fuck. It's Congress. I don't give a fuck.
But you remember how funny the Zuckerberg one was, right?
Yeah, but that's because he's a lizard.
Zuckerberg.
No, yeah, but it's also funny because what's happening is that these fucking 80-year-old technology ignorant
fossils,
woman
fucking fossils,
are trying to understand, like, they didn't even know what he does. This guy holds up his iPhone. He's like, so I've got an iPhone here. And if I walk over there, is Google know where I am? That's literally what he asked.
Does Google know where I am?
Yeah, he's like, does Google? And the guy is just like, it would depend on you. He's like, it's a yes or no question. And he's like, it's really not. I would have to look at your settings. And he's like, we don't actually make iPhones. Like, it's mind-boggling how fucking stupid that questions were. A couple of them maybe were
they should have got at least Clippy reasonable to help them out.
Congress needs term limits, my dude. Funny. We need some terms and some limits on that. So that way we don't have 90-year-old cretins from the Cold War dictating our policy. That's just my opinion.
For real. It's pretty crazy. It's like, I don't know. It was kind of mind-boggling. I didn't realize how bad it was. when you look at videos like that, you kind of realize that Parliament is just, I don't know, it's kind of a joke. The first time I looked at Parliament in my country, New Zealand, I watched the video of a bill being passed. I can't remember which one it was, but like both sides of the fucking room were just yelling at each other and like insulting each other and like being basically
Wait,
just
really?
Kids. Yeah, they were yelling out like insults and like someone would go to speak and the other side would be like, ah, blah, the phone, this guy, blah, blah, like that, literally acting like kids. And it's like, it's just mind boggling. So these people are governing the country.
We should run for office.
Run our country.
Yeah, run for office.
Let's run for office. Misfits in office.
There you go.
Misfits 2024. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Remake Cory in the House. Misfits in the House. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh. Let's do it.
I don't know. I don't understand how American politics works, but watching that was very funny.
No one does. That's the beauty of it.
What policy would you add, Swagger? What would you add?
Legal weed. Then everybody's stoned and then nothing matters.
Yeah, that's true. What about you, Matt?
What would I add?
Anything you'd really want to change?
Oh, dude. That's a big question to ask, man. I don't know. You can't handle this pressure. One thing to fix for like everyone, man? Fuck.
Free ice cream.
Free ice. Yes.
What are you, fucking five?
If you're lactose intolerant, you go to the gulag.
Oh, no, that's more like it. Okay. Dealing in absolute and complete illogical fallacies. That's more American.
Is gulag scuffed Google? What's gulag?
You don't know what gulag is?
The gulag.
All right.
No idea.
It's a history lesson, boys. I'm not going to get into it. It's terrible.
Please get into it. Just please.
Just go with the
Let's just go down this dark route.
Be specific.
No.
Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the Misfits podcast. Let's talk about war atrocities.
Let's talk about genocide.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, no. I thought it was what you think of ice cream.
Let's do a quick 180 here, boys.
I thought it was a type of ice cream.
Some extra gulag toppings on that?
Yeah. What did everyone get for Christmas, guys? Whoa.
Jay, I got cookie Christmas? Times.
I got 30 years in the gulag.
All right. I was trying to 180 it, and you've just brought... Sorry, I got whiskey, but real quick.
Oh, I thought you were...
That's a 10.
Tasty. Smoky. That's a 10.
I got cookie times. I got heaps of stuff.
Cookie time is a cookie for those
cookie
who...
Cookie time ice cream.
Yeah, I got this giant-ass Hershey Kiss, but I can't really eat it, so it's just in my...
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
Right now. I could dig it out of my garbage can. I think I might.
Wait, what?
Intermittent fasting out the window? And...
Oh, yeah. It's
well,
what did you get, Fitz?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Fucking
what did I get?
Did you buy yourself a rolly?
No. I did not buy myself a rolly. I didn't get much. I mean, my family's Christmases are pretty small nowadays because we're old, you know. The kids in the family are old now. So we basically just do a little secret Santa and then maybe we get like a gift from mom and dad and whatever. So I just got a bunch of small things.
What'd you get for your secret Santa, from your secret Santa and for your secret Santa?
What did I get for my secret Santa? Holy shit, I'm actually drawing a blank here. Wasn't very memorable, whatever it was. I got these awesome plates for my dad, these like Japanese style plates. Yeah. That's what I got.
That's awesome.
What'd you get, Toby?
I just bought myself a jacket.
Wow. That is so awesome.
Bought myself a raincoat.
Yeah, that's all I got, man.
That is so nice for you. Wow. You got a jacket? Because your family, obviously you didn't go home for Christmas, so I guess Christmas Day, did you do anything even on No, I actually drunk.
I streamed.
You just treated Christmas Day like every other day?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, Christmas and New Year's, I didn't really celebrate. And it's one of those things that, like my mom was super worried. Like, she kept messaging me, like, oh, are you doing okay? Are you doing okay? And I was just like, these days only really mean anything if you actually celebrate it. So I'm not celebrating it. It just treats it like any other day. It's just chill.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the kind of person that could fully do that, I think, and not care about it. But I do understand, like, to your mom,
I get it.
It's like,
yeah,
she grew up with, you know, Christmas being a special thing for you or whatever. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe your mom, like, totally hates you. I don't really know what your childhood means. But, you know, and then to have you all grown up in a different country, it's like, oh, my baby is...
Yeah,
she called me... myself.
She called me my crying the other day, actually.
The nest.
Because I'm the first one in the family to leave home. My brother,
you're lagging. You just completely disappeared into the abyss.
First one in the
I'm the first family. He's off. Can we just make an edit where he just like kind of like fades away, like vaporizes?
Can you hear me now?
It sounds like he just got vaporized.
Hello.
Oh God! I'll snap his fingers.
You were the first one in the family to what?
Oh yeah, I was the first one in the family to leave home. My brother, who's older than me, is still at home, and I. So, yeah, mum's, like, kind of struggling with it. And obviously it's a lot harder for her because I didn't just leave home. I moved to a different country. So, I was streaming the other day and I got a phone call and mum was crying. And she was like, oh, I saw your photo on Instagram and it made me start crying. And then she's like, oh, wait, are you streaming? And then she's like, sorry, I'll leave. And I was like, no, you can talk if you want. But then she's like, no, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, poor mama.
Yeah.
Poor mama.
Yeah, I wish my mom would call me.
Wish I had a mom.
I talk to my mom every week. It's all good. Shout out, mom, if you're listening. I really hope you're not. Yo, but what's
shout
up?
Shout out to all
here?
The moms out there.
Shout out to moms. Anna's mom once again. Thanks for the slippers.
Anna's mom actually called me the other day in tears as well. She was just like upset about something. I was like, oh,
yeah. She's like, the slippers didn't fit Toby properly.
No. Anyway, what was I gonna say? Fuck, I had something important to say and I forgot. Oh yeah, on Christmas Day, I got locked out of my apartment.
Merry Christmas!
I was at this family gathering with my parents, and I drove home around, let's say, 8 p.m. And I get to my apartment door, and my key just doesn't even go in the lock. It doesn't even fit in the lock at all.
Wait, what?
So weird, because I used the key that morning, went in the lock, but it was always kind of a bit fiddly. And apparently on Christmas Day of all days was the day it decided to give. And
did you have a flaccid key?
I had a flaccid key, dude. I couldn't get it up. So, I mean, I called the guy.
You had a flaccid lock?
Yeah, I had a flaccid lock. So my lock was just hanging there flaccid. And I'm trying to like get it warmed up and shit, and, you know, give it a bit of a smack. Nothing's working. Yeah. All right. Nothing. My lock is just drooping.
Did you pour some lube in there and maybe get it lubricated and maybe
I didn't have any lube inside, dude. I spat in it.
Did you
know,
use your spit?
Didn't work.
Spit always works good.
I used my spit. Spit didn't work. I blew on it. I blew on my lock. And that
my
didn't
lock.
Work. And I was like, fuck. I called my dad. I was like, hey, dad, my lock. It's not going up.
Yeah, it runs in the family.
My lock's not working. You come my dad's like, God, don't worry, it happens. But normally when you're a little older, I was like, dad, this is serious. He's like, all right, we'll come over. So my parents come over. And next thing you know, my family's gathered around my front door just staring at my lock. And they can't figure out what's going on. I asked my neighbors to take a look at my lock, and they couldn't. Like,
I can't
key.
Imagine that's just embarrassing at that point, you know?
Oh,
all those
so
people,
embarrassing.
Like, fuck.
Look, I'm pretty confident.
Something wrong with your lock.
I'm pretty confident in the size of my lock, but when it's not working, it's uncomfortable. So my neighbors couldn't help, and it's Christmas Day, so the property manager's not on site. So I have to call a locksmith.
Oh, no.
And he's like, all right, I will be there in 30 minutes. I was like, thank you. Shows up
in
45 minutes.
I've seen a lock this rusted.
And what can I say, dude? This guy came in, he blew on my lock, he like blew some air in it. And
oh, really?
Jesus, did you even clean this thing at all?
Moved it out.
Yeah. And then I slipped my key in my lock, turned it. Oh, dude, so much pleasure immediately as I opened that door. Got inside my apartment. And it cost me like $485 because A, it's Christmas Day, and B, it's after hours. So this locksmith. you know, basically swindled me. But I mean, fair enough. He came out on fucking Christmas, you know.
That is true.
It's kind of surprising. I honestly was expecting them not to be open, but they were. So shout out.
I don't know why you just didn't kick the door in or shoot the lock with your gun.
Dude, that's a rape.
Oh my god.
Are we even talking about the same thing right now? I feel like we're on a very different page.
What's going on right now?
So anyway, that's my innuendo filled story about how I got locked in my apartment on Christmas. What's up, my
kids? That's beautiful.
Yeah, what can I say? You know, I'm full of wacky stories like that. I got a whole bunch. Wanna hear another one?
Yeah. I wanna hear another one. Yeah. I wanna hear another one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I got a whole bunch, so I'll just...
I'm just excited, dude.
Anyone.
So I'm just like trying to think about which one's like the best story to tell you.
Oh, yeah, there's probably so many.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not that one.
Yeah, that one's... Oh, okay. Yeah, well, okay.
That one's good. That one's good, but like it's not
so
the best.
Do you guys remember like going to middle school prom, right? Or like we call it a social. We call it social.
Yeah, social. Yep.
No. Social anxiety.
I did not.
You didn't go to prom at all, or social, or whatever.
Nope.
You didn't go dancing.
Really?
No.
Not a dancing queen.
When I went to a social middle school, my friends all snorted Raro, which is like Kool Aid, like powdered shit. They all snorted it in the bathrooms.
Eighth grade was rowdy. Let me tell you something. I had a similar experience in school. So in I think it was actually seventh grade. We were having this class. It was probably science, but God knows what the fuck they were teaching us. So we're trying to make sherbet, right? And we're making it at our school desks with Bunsen burners and a spoon. Okay? Picture this.
Oh, boy. Are you sure you weren't cooking heroin?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, thinking back, it could have been heroin. I could have told
you. Was your teacher Demi Lovato?
You know what? She wasn't Demi Lovato, but she looked similar. I mean, she looked like a crazy
I was going to I was gonna make a Walter White joke.
No. Well, no, dude. Okay, now I remember. My teacher was this guy called... I shouldn't say what his name is, but he's this real old-ass dude, this old-ass priest guy, because I went to a Catholic school. He's an old-ass priest, and he used to do this thing. He has two things he was famous for. A,
yeah,
this thing where he fucked me, and then I wouldn't say anything for years. No, he had this thing where he'd like...
That's a classic.
He had an apple every day on his desk, and he would just bite into it once, and leave it on his desk for the rest of the day, and it would go rotten as the day drew on. He did it every single time.
Rank.
Yeah, and it's this brown-ass apple by the end of the day. And the other thing he did was keep toast in his filing cabinet. But that's besides the point. So
where he kept a toaster in his filing cabinet.
No, literal toast in his filing cabinet. Literal toast. We found toast in his filing cabinet.
What did it have on it?
Just toast. So
no way, not just dry toast.
So we're cooking sherbet, back to the story, on these Bunsen burners on a spoon, yeah? And this is very strange because this is just a normal classroom setting. Like it's just like a homeroom class. We got Bunsen burners out. We're cooking sherbet and we're able to like make a decent amount of sherbet and we have it in these white little bags. And then we leave on the bus. Me and my mates had the bright idea of snorting the sherbet with a straw. And we snorted a lot of the sherbet. Let me tell you, like way too much of the sherbet. And it didn't really... I don't know. It was placebo, obviously, but it felt like it gave you a little bit of a buzz because we were like, whoa, that feels crazy. But really, we were just kind of fucking ourselves up. And yeah, I mean, we just snorted sherbet and that was it. And then, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of
that's all I can remember about it. So, yeah.
I feel like a lot of kids at that sort of age snorted sherbet, right?
Probably.
Well, me.
I never did it, but I had friends that did it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, people in New Zealand will snort anything that's in powdered form.
We used to fucking crush up Smarties and fucking rail that shit.
Oh, the school lunch.
Really?
Oh my god, that was so dumb.
Did crush you think it would raise your IQ because they're Smarties?
No, I think we were just like, oh, snort the fucking Smartie, man. Just do it.
Right.
And then they'd fucking do it. So...
Oh yeah, my friend did that one time. Like when the teacher is about to leave the classroom, she's gonna step out for like 5 minutes, and yeah, the Smarties thing's ready to go. And as soon as she stepped out the door, he like snorted the whole thing. And then immediately after, she came back in because he forgot something, and he's just sitting there like holding his nose in pain, trying not to react. And he's like stomping his foot on the ground, just like, and everyone's just sitting there laughing. God. And the teacher's just like, "What the fuck?" Just staring at him. So yeah,
hang on a moment. Am I the only person that heard Matt go from the teacher being a she to the teacher being a he?
Dude, don't misgender the teacher.
Yeah.
My bad.
I think he might have transitioned.
Maybe the teacher just transitioned like as soon as she came in.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dog.
That was a bad transition on my part telling that story.
That's actually why the teacher left the classroom, because the teacher just quickly threw off her skirt, put a mustache on, was like, all right, now I'm Mr. Jackson. And continued the classes of nothing
else. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Oh, man, I had a sick memory from school, but I've totally lost it now.
Have I ever told you guys the story of when my science teacher didn't let me, like, leave the room to go to the bathroom?
No.
Really? Sounds... Did you do pee-pee in your pants?
So, we were doing this thing where he was showing us that, like, salt, when put on ice, like, melts the ice really quick, right? And we had this, like, a bunch of salt and this ice, and I picked up one of the, I thought was an ice cube, and I ate it. And it turned out to just be an entire solid block of salt, right? Whoa. And I was like, oh God, that felt like that was disgusting. And then like a few minutes later, I felt like sick. And I went up, and I was a bad student. So like I would get out of class, like I would sneak out of class and stuff. So I went up to the teacher and I was like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. I feel sick. And he was like, no. And I was like, okay. And then I went up another time and said it again. I was like, I really feel sick. And he was like, no, you can't go. And then I just left the room and threw up as I was walking out of the classroom. And he felt like an asshole.
Yeah, good. I bet he felt like a dick then. I mean, did he not let you leave because he knew you were notorious for cutting class?
I wasn't notorious for cutting class, but I would like spend like extra time in the bathroom just fucking around instead of, you know, like to waste time instead of being in the class. But I wouldn't like actually skip the class. I'd come back. But yeah, I think it was that. He also just hated us because his name was Randall and we always called him Randy.
Randy Marsh.
I would much rather be called Randy than Randall, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, but we were like dicks, like kids, like Randy.
How did you get away with doing that?
He wasn't like an official teacher there. He was like one of the step-in teachers. But he was the Christian studies Randy. Teacher's son. So he would be the stand-in like all the time. So he knew us pretty well. And yeah, we just always took the piss out of him because he wasn't a proper teacher.
Just show him no respect whatsoever.
Yeah, we were fucking assholes.
Take the piss out of me. I'll take the vomit out of you. Damn it.
It must be so hard being a teacher to middle school kids. Because if they're just a rowdy bunch and you can't command their respect, you're fucked. Like you've got, if you don't earn that respect quickly, you're boned for the entire year because they're just gonna shit on you and you just won't know how to handle it. That's crazy.
So much crazy shit happens in school.
I know. Like, I'm thinking back.
Yeah, kids are assholes.
I remember in science class, someone threw some scissors at me.
Holy shit! The fuck?
Yeah, and I dodged them. It was good as.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Yeah, and like they were throwing scissors at the roof, and they were getting stuck in the roof. And then the teacher came back, and he's like, "Who's throwing those scissors up on the roof?" And no one said anything, and we had to stay in class.
It's just this one Naruto fan in the back. He just like starts speaking Japanese.
Like, no one knew who it was.
I remember being like. Yeah. I was like 8 or something, and I fucking punched this kid in the head because he threw a rock at me, and I got in trouble.
Oh,
damn. Yeah,
what?
It was fucking bullshit, dude. That's when I started to disrespect authority and not trust
them. That's when you started to hit the jewel.
So I started listening to pop music.
No. Thanks for bringing that up. The jewel. But
stop bringing up the jewel.
Jesus.
Oh, it's sweet, sweet relief.
But, dude, that was that was bullshit. No. We were playing outside, and this fucking kid just starts... picks up a bunch of rocks. He starts fucking pitching them at me. I'm like, stop. And one fucking hits me on the head, and I fucking go up to him and I fucking punch him square in the noggin. And he falls down, starts crying. And the fucking teacher or the fucking chaperone or whatever, it was like a fucking day camp thing, fucking comes up and just starts fucking screaming at me for punching this kid that was throwing rocks. And they had me sit in a corner in this fucking like, it was like a log cabin thing, and I was right next to a window, and the kid that I punched in the face grabbed his stick and was just fucking poking me through the window.
And the fucking aide didn't
do anything about it. That's why I don't trust authority, because evil things happen. Evil things.
Yeah. So have you guys been in fights before in school?
Yeah, I've gotten to scraps. You know,
I've been beaten up.
I've been shoved into a locker, so to speak. How'd you get beaten up?
There was this... I was... when I was year 7, there was this year 10 guy. so 3 years older than me, who he was really small, so he would pick on younger kids because they were the only people he could pick on, and I guess he was just, you know, self-conscious about his height or something. So he would like beat me up every day and stuff, and then I had really big friends, and one day one of my big mates just walked up to him and was like, "Yo, stop fucking with Toby," and then the next day the dude came and bought my lunch.
Oh wow, whoa. That's like the dream, man. Wow. Yeah.
That's why you got to get yourself a big, strong man.
Yeah, then I fucked him.
Yeah, ever since then, Toby's been obsessed with big, strong men. When I was in primary school mainly, but also in grade 7 and 8, me and my group of friends were obsessed with Jackass because that was really big at the time. We were obsessed with it. We were obsessed with watching like Bam Margera, Steve-O, Johnny Knoxville, all those guys do dumb fucking shit. And so, yeah. Of course, we were trying to replicate doing dumb fucking shit, but in our like little kid way, which was really not all that dangerous. Like, bro, I bet you can't jump down this whole flight of stairs and fucking not break your ankle.
Have we heard this before?
I think
you've heard the stairs thing, but you haven't heard. Okay. You haven't heard all of it. So, okay. I mean, really, that was just the stairs thing. But no, I mean, we just did. I mean, that's why we did things like the Sherbet thing. We were constantly doing like the sack tap game. I don't know if that's a thing in America.
I hate that.
A sack tap? It's really dangerous. Like, it's really stupid.
What do you do?
Sack taps. It's just a game where
your mate's sack.
Your sack.
You just like flick the back of your hand on your mate's nut sack, and
it's just like is it a bro thing?
Yeah, it's like a bro thing where like you just like slap your nut.
Is that the origin of bro fist? Was that the origin of bro fist instead of sack?
Yeah, it's like a bro fist, but on a sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So whatever, like we tap each other.
It's so painful.
We would play the penis game. We go. Penis. And then your friend would go.
Oh yeah.
Penis. Penis. Penis.
Classic.
You know, and then you just keep doing it. Yeah. Until the kid, the fucking teacher goes, "Hey, who's saying penis?" And it's like, "Well, everybody in the class, bitch. Who are you gonna fucking write up?" And then
it's not a singular person.
We'd do something similar at times, but we'd like someone yell like half a curse word, and someone would yell the other half. It'd be like, "Fuck," and they're like, "Hold on, don't do that." And then someone would be like, they'd get like really cocky with it after a certain point. You'd just be like, "God, damn it!"
And some guy yells, "Nah."
Yeah, we've been doing that recently. We've been doing that in our recordings as a joke. I didn't know that was
you've done thing. That a few times on my stream. Fucking cryos, man.
Yeah. Dude, well, you know, it's not technically we're not saying anything, so it's like whatever.
Like, yeah, I'm not saying it.
Do you guys ever jack off at school?
No.
I had someone
jack me
off.
I know one kid that did.
Go on.
Jay is in the background.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
No, I don't think
it was my social studies teacher.
I think I remember this one time when I was tempted, but then I was like, "Oh, these bathrooms are fucking gross."
And I went to an all boys school, so like,
same.
Yeah,
I did. I wasn't. I mean, that's like being whatever. I'm not gonna go down this route.
It's fucking gay. All boys school.
Go on.
All boys school is fucking tragic. That's retarded. That should be illegal.
Yeah, it's Catholic way. It's, you know, it's separate those two. So there's no tomfoolery sort of thing, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, only really tomfoolery between the pastors.
Right? No fucking during class.
Yep. I was only there for like 3 years and then I left because it was god awful. But
because it was real gay.
Because it was gay. It's getting real weird. But I mean, when I was there, I didn't really even think about that it was all boys. I was like, well, this is just normal.
Intro to anal, and then advanced intensive anal 3. Is that classes?
How'd you know that? That's crazy.
Yeah. I got excellence in that one.
No, do you guys remember sex ed though?
I never had sex ed.
Oh, we had this batshit insane fucking lady come in and do this fucking entire like demonstration in front of the school.
With the ping pong balls?
What do you mean demonstration?
They were in the gymnasium and so this fucking batshit, like, 60-year-old woman that probably owned at least 20 cats fucking walks out onto the stage, and we're all sitting there, fucking, it's high school, so it's like, okay, it's 6 a.m., wake up, mm-hmm. and then get there at 7, sit in an auditorium, and then have a sex talk. That's fucking great. Got to skip first and second period, though, which was pretty great.
Yo, but did she...
Did
she
talk about the whole...
She fucking comes out with this fucking fold-out table. The table's there. Has this big bag. Takes out a couple dildos. Couple condoms. And just starts going off.
Just a huge just like, one?
You know, she goes... Okay, so
Wait, no way.
That might be the most badass thing I've ever heard.
This is a dragon dildo, and
well, no, dude, she's
this
like,
one lays eggs inside you.
She's like, you know, there's many different types of condoms. There's sheepskin condom, which is literally just intestine of sheep, but that's for people with latex allergies.
That?
Yeah. And she goes, she's like,
wait, do companies still make sheepskin condoms?
Yeah, that's what she was selling us.
Yeah, you're supposed to take it out of the sheep first. I know you're from New Zealand, but you're supposed to take it out of it.
Oh, this guy.
No, I thought that was just an old thing. I thought this is what condoms originally were.
Well, yeah, what? but yeah, they still do it. But she's fucking, she's saying like, if you have condoms in your wallet, then they degrade. If it's more than a week and they'll break. Don't keep a condom in your car for more than 3 months. And if it's in the summer, don't keep it in there for more than 1 month. And shit like that, which are useful tips for a kid in the ninth grade, you know, who's definitely getting some poon. She goes, she does the demonstration of how to put the condom on. And she uses the dildo, of course. And she goes...
Oh, don't tell me she inserts
No, fuck no. Are you fucking crazy? No. It'd be disgusting. They wouldn't allow that. But she takes the dildo, like, right up to her fucking face, and she's like, okay, so you take the condom, and so you take it out of the wrapper, and then you grab the condom, and you put it over the penis, and you make it like a little sombrero, like a little hat on top of the penis, and then you roll it down, kids, like this, and she's showing us, and I'm like, oh, that's useful. Okay, well, now I know how to put on a condom. It's not like I could have fucking Googled how to put on a condom and figured that out. Or have just watched a porn.
For anyone wondering why Jay and I just started laughing, Fitz just put a picture of a sheepskin condom in the Discord.
Doesn't look the best, boys.
Terrific. I don't know how that's supposed to work.
I think that's an old
disgusting.
One. I think that's an old one, but it's a brown-looking frail thing.
Dude, imagine...
It's like a piece of parchment.
Imagine being born as a sheep to live your entire life just to be slaughtered and have your intestines used by another animal to copulate. That's fucking unfortunate.
No, it's to avoid copulation.
Yeah, to avoid
it.
It's like the opposite of
population. That's true.
Aggression.
Yeah.
It's like your entire life purpose is to avoid another species. You know,
can I put that on my organ donor list? Like, you can use my intestines as condoms. Can I do that? If I die in a car accident, I want some guy to use my intestines around his dick to prevent another birth. I think that'd be.
I mean, if you fuck a guy in the ass, he might get into his intestines.
Oh, it could be a gay guy, but yeah. If you're gay, what's the fun of using a condom?
Post death.
Asking the real questions.
We need to talk to Phil in here or something.
Yo, I know I'm dead, but I still want some. No homie, nothing in me, you know. No homo though.
Yeah, dude.
No homie.
No homo. No
homie, nothing in your intestines. Homie.
Yo, no homie, dog.
My sex ed was, we called it health class for one thing. I think the entire class was just health and it was kind of mixed in with like fitness and stuff or PE. But we had one lesson out of the year, which was dedicated to sex ed. And let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn shit that I didn't already know from the internet. So
I got to tell you something. My asshole really hurt after those demonstrations.
Let me tell you something. Catholic schools know how to do sex ed.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
They didn't even have
this guy named Ed comes in.
There's nothing I didn't learn in year seven. Let's just put it that way. That priest, show me a great time. No,
let's just say after sex ed, I wasn't interested in sex anymore.
What?
Oh, that's horrific.
I got brutalized by a priest.
Brutalized?
All right. We're coming up on an hour.
I was
going
to say something until we went on this tangent. No, we're not going up on an hour. There's one more thing I wanted to make. This podcast has been a very repetitive case of me coming up, oh, that's a great thing to talk about, and then forgetting it as soon as I want to talk about it. So just give me 1 second here and complete silence. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it, dog.
Silence. Silence.
Oh, sorry, dog.
Silence.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's you, the viewer. The viewer, too. Be quiet.
Shut up. Shut up. I figured it out. God. You want to know something fucked up I used to do as a kid? Like a real young
kid? Really? No, not really. No.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, guys. a fucked up thing I used to do when I got my first smartphone is I used to go on Yahoo Answers, right? And I started going on there to just look up random shit I was curious about. A lot of it was sex related because, I mean, my parents didn't tell me shit and, you know, I was looking at porn and it was like, well, what? How the fuck does that work? So I was like, Yahoo Answers.
How to
and then
tell
someone who could barely speak English would be like, it's a pussy. And I'd be like, well, okay, that makes sense. But what I used to do is I used to go on Yahoo Answers. I made an actual account on Yahoo Answers. This is back in the day when Yahoo Answers was popping, man. Like people were asking questions like crazy. Back for those of you who don't know, Yahoo Answers is a platform, I don't even know if it's still around, where you can ask a question and then a bunch of people answer it and then one is picked the best, so like, you know, whatever. I used to give people like paragraph long advice on Yahoo Answers about real serious shit, like relationship stuff, and I was like 11. I was like 11 just like, oh well, here's what I think you should do, like you should probably talk to the person, and you know, I was like just doing this shit, and it just goes to show you that
he's voted top rated trust for relationship advice.
Yeah, and they got top rated a lot of the time, no! Right? And it just goes to show you that you cannot trust advice on the internet from random people. Because if you're looking at like Reddit threads, which is something that, you know, I know a lot of people do for advice and stuff, you don't know if the person answering the question is like 11 or if they're fucking 40 and have experience or if they're just totally bullshitting you. So, yeah. That's something I did. I used to
wait. Can the viewers trust us saying that though?
No.
Like, is. Yeah, fuck.
We
fucked up.
The entire internet is a lie.
Because that was kind of advice, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Our advice was to not trust advice from strangers, but we're strangers.
Trust no one, not even yourself.
So. Yeah, I mean, we're just here to talk shit, you know? We're not really offering advice, are we? Man, I should really try and log into my old Yahoo Answers account so I can read some of them. Because, I'm sure they'd be hilarious. They weren't anything that serious. Like, I wasn't giving people, like, with serious illnesses or anything advice.
How to deal with grief.
It was more just like, my boyfriend, like, broke up with me or something like that or some dumb shit, you know?
Get over it, bitch.
Just like, hey, and after I've given you all this advice, here's my number. I'm a real good guy, I promise.
Here's my business card. An 11-year-old in a suit. Oh, that'd be funny.
It's so stupid, man. When you really think back to yourself at that age, like 11, 12, 13, 14.
Try not to.
Because, well, when you turn, I think for me it was like 13, 14, I remember a distinctive switch where I suddenly became like aware of what I was doing. I was actually starting to think about the things I was doing, right? Because up till then, childhood's just a blur of you doing shit and you don't really know why, right? At least for me. And then at around 13, 14, it was like, boom, okay, now I'm suddenly... like, very conscious of what I'm doing. I'm like reflecting more and all this stuff. It was really weird. And when I think back, I thought I was so smart at that age and I was really just such a dumb idiot, you know? So
yeah,
that's childhood. That's baby. That's growth. Yeah. I'm still a dumb idiot. I'm going to look back when I'm 28 and be like, God, you were retarded back then. So yeah.
You're pretty retarded.
Why is it so weird?
I'm inclined to agree.
All right, cool. Well,
is Swagger gone?
Huh? I don't know. His Swagger got real quiet. I feel like he's judging me. I don't know.
No. I'm just
kind of feels like he's just staring.
I just reached into my left pocket expecting there to be a jewel, and there wasn't.
Oh no!
And you've just been looking down at your lap for the last 15 minutes.
Hey, just for reference, we're filming this at 1 a.m, and I've just had a rough day, so.
All good. Sorry, no, you did well, buddy. You did well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You did fantastic.
Yeah.
Hopefully the viewer, if you're listening to this driving, make sure your alternator does not fucking break while you're driving.
And look out for the car in front of you. Sorry.
Oh my god, I freaked out. I thought there was a car coming.
Man, if I actually caused an accident, I'm gonna feel so good about myself. Thank you,
you
guys for listening to the Misfits podcast. It's been a good one. Fucking later. God, get off my. We're gonna get off your iPhone now. Bye.
Oh, what the fuck?
God,
later.
You're not listening to this with AirPods. Fuck you.
AirPods, Masteroids.
It's been your daily dose of the Misfits.
Later.
Follow
Later.
Us on yeah. Instagram, like, Twitter, and yeah. our official
And
YouTube
buy our merch
channel.
At misfits.store.
Misfits.store. Okay, this is the last goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye!
Misfits.store.
Bye. It's like your dad who can never hang up and say goodbye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.